Pray for Jesus and Mary.
And all his
prayer. On this feast day of the apostles, Philip and James, the readings indicate to us two essential elements of the faith. One, tradition, and two, personal witness or personal relationship. The first reading, taken from 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul says to the believers in Corinth, he says, quote, "For I handed on to you of first importance, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, he was raised on the third day, etc." That's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and following. When he says, "I handed on to you what I have received," the verb used for handed on is trao in Latin, where we get the name of traditio, the word traditio, the noun from, which is tradition, our English word for tradition. So the faith is something, first off, which is actually passed down to us. The image that comes to mind here is the lighting of the Olympic flame before the games begin. For those of you who like to watch the Olympics, the flame will travel miles and miles, and the torch is passed on from one runner to another until they finally reach the stadium, and the Olympic flame is lit in the stadium. The faith, too, is something like that. It's passed down from generation to generation. It's not invented. It's not changed by each new generation. Even the magisterium of the church cannot change the faith. They can define, defend, and promulgate doctrine, but they can't add to it, they can't change it, they can't invent things either. The core teachings of the faith, along with the teachings on morality, are unchanged through the centuries. We receive these teachings first from the apostles, who received them from our Lord. So our Lord gave the torch, we can say he gave the fire and the light of the Holy Spirit to the apostles, first to them, and they have handed it down to us through their successors, one after another. That's part of the traditio, tradition of the church. All Christian communities, even Protestant communities, have their traditions, quote-unquote. But the Catholic Church, we could add the Orthodox as well, the Catholic Church is the only one who passes down sacred or divine tradition, not just traditions of men like the other Christian communities passed down. Our Lord spoke of them in Mark chapter 7. For the second essential element that we're going to talk about of the faith, which we see in the readings, is found in the Gospel. At one point, we heard our Lord turn to Philip, and he said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip?" John 14, verse 9. So the faith is not only meant to be a series of truths handed on to us by the apostles about what we are to believe and also how we're to live. Not just that, the faith is also meant to be a personal relationship with Christ as well, spending time with him, getting to know him, having a lived experience with him. We get to know him, and he gets to know us in order that we can share our lives with him. On the last day, our Lord will say to those who are condemned, he will say, quote, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers." We read that in Matthew 7, verse 23. It's not that Jesus never knew about these people. He never knew them by sight, or he never knew about them, or he never met them. No, it's that they never had a real relationship with him. They never put his teachings into practice, and frankly, they didn't share their lives with him. So the truths of the faith are meant to lead us to live what Jesus taught, and also to have, again, a personal relationship with him. So recapping, one, the faith is unchanged throughout the centuries. There are people who distort it and twist it and don't fully embrace it. There are now, there were before, there will be after us. But the faith itself remains unchanged, and yet that same unchanging faith is actually meant to change us when you think about it, right? It's meant to change those who embrace it. St. Paul says in Romans 8:29 that God's plan is to make us more and more like Jesus. How we think, how we judge, how what we say, how we act, how we react, all those things. If the faith isn't doing that, if what I believe is not making me more virtuous or more charitable or more humble or more prayerful, then, as they say in Italy, they say, c'è qualcosa che non va, there's something that's wrong if that's not happening. As we've said in the past, the faith is meant to be transformative, not just informative, right? Information and the truths of the faith are good and they are necessary, but they're meant to lead to transformation. Not just information, transformation. St. Paul says, if I have prophetic powers, if I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to move mountains, but don't have love or charity, I am nothing, says the apostle. 1 Corinthians 13:2. Just like the fire transforms whatever it touches, so too our relationship with Christ is meant to transform us into Him. Fire transforms material objects into fire. Jesus is meant to transform us into Him when we have contact with Him. If we are on fire with the love of Christ, and that fire will grow in our hearts, and it will spread to others as well. Let's pray to Saints Philip and James and ask them to intercede for us, that the faith may set our hearts on fire just like it did to their hearts. And let's also ask Our Lady in this month of May, this month dedicated to her, let's ask her to help us not only embrace the truths of the faith, but to live them and to be transformed by them as well. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.